Everyone carried a field dressing on them. Everyone in the regiment. And they either put it on themselves, they were wounded, or put it on a companion. That was the first line of treatment they ever got. And then the stretcher bearers took them over, and then they brought them in as quickly as they could to the first aid post that I made in the dugout, just 50 yards behind the trenches, actually. And there we did the best we could to them, stopping hemorrhages and that sort of thing.
Mm. How big was the dugout?
Well, it was enough to hold 20 or 30 wounded men in,
mm-hmm.
and ourselves.
And when you had the wounded men in there, did you have special beds prepared for them, or did you lay them on stretchers?
No, I lay them on stretchers. No bed. I mean, the quicker you got them off, the better.
Mm. I see.
You rang up the ambulance straight away. We had field telephones there, which were often broken by the shelling, which made things awkward. But in the ordinary way, when things were fairly quiet and just a few casualties, and just rang them up, and they came up straight away in the middle of the day. They were never fired on under the Geneva Convention.